Greg, what is the big trend that you've seen over the last few years?
We've had to buy more with row crop industries, but we've done some great research and made great strides there too. We've gone from yields probably 10 years ago. We probably had yields in that mid-40s range, and it's nothing to do 70, 80 bushels typically now on a good year.
If we go back, I don't know, 30, 40 years, the varieties obviously are different than, you know, than they are now. You talked about better bushels per acre. Is it also the proteins that are better out of these current varieties today?
Yes and no. There are varieties out there that just enhance the yield factor and not necessarily the functionality. And there are some good varieties out there from the universities that probably work more on functionality than yield. But don't get me wrong, they bring up the yield factor too. They have to be competitive, so.
Did you look at other markets, you know, like back in the heyday in the 70s, you know, we had a country buy a lot of wheat, and our wheat went way, way up. Are you guys always looking for other domestic, or I should say foreign markets?
Oh, yes. Typically, half of our wheat goes foreign and half of it is domestic. So when we talk foreign, our biggest buyers is the Asian market, usually, for hard red spring. Durum, more in the Mediterranean area, which makes sense, pastas. When we're talking hard red spring in the Asian market, the Philippines is our number one customer, Japan second, Taiwan third, and we got South Korea, and Indonesia is a big buyer too. They're one of our fastest growing markets is Indonesia, the growing population.
How do you see the future?
I think it all comes down to money. I mean, what's going to do for the growers?
Input costs and all that.
Correct.
Right? Lower gas prices will be able to hold down some of the input costs.
Input costs haven't really come down that much. Fertilizer's been down some, so that's a help. Because wheat is a big user in nitrogen.